Good evening. This is Isiah Wangasa, chair of the affiliates, the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force, for the meeting of September 11th, 2008. If we might begin first with the roll call, please, Madam Secretary.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Is there anyone who's asked for an excused absence tonight?
I apologize.
I know that Rick Robbins told me that he couldn't. Deb Shafto is preparing her house for a hurricane, so she's requesting an excused absence. So if there's anyone else, please tell me. I'll go through the roll now. Chandra Hotman?
Here.
Okay. And Tico Chikin?
Tico Chassin.
Tico Chassin? No. Alan Minsky? Jan Goodman?
He said he was going to be on early and then leave.
Okay. Jan Goodman? Ray LaForest? Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Okay. Teresa Allen is present. Sandra Rawline? Who just joined?
I think that was somebody getting off.
Okay. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Okay. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Okay. And I believe Ursula Rudenberg has requested an excuse absence?
That's correct.
Is there anyone else whose name I did not call? And I've been told that Ali Rizapur is no longer on this task force?
He's no longer on the KPFA local station board, and so he hasn't been involved at all lately.
Okay. Sir, is there anyone else whose name I did not call? Great. Thank you, Madam Chair.
If we could proceed according to the agenda with your assistance, Madam Secretary, since I am in transit and can't read my papers, I'd appreciate it if you would help guide us through the agenda.
Well, I'll try to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Okay. So we've finished with roll call. The next is the approval of the agenda, which was sent out, I think, 2 days ago. I'm going to move that the minutes be approved at our next meeting because I'm missing part of them.
Okay.
So I'll leave that on the agenda, but we'll just take that up at that time. Is there anything else to be, Madam Chair? Do you want to? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be taking over the meeting.
No problem. Is there anything that anyone else wanted to add to the agenda?
Well, I don't know if this is the appropriate.
To the public agenda, because once we've completed the public agenda, then we will go off the stream and into executive session. So is there anything else to be added?
Well, I'd like you, Madam Chair, to decide if it should be public or executive. I would like to discuss the task force issuing a public statement about the incident at KPFA that occurred recently, because it's resulted in a lot of GRC email traffic, and I think that I don't think Pacifica has issued a public statement, nor has KPFA. So I don't know if this should be discussed during a public or executive session.
Madam Chair, this is Dina Colbert. I would like to suggest that we put that into executive session.
If there are no objections, then we will put it on the executive session agenda. I would, at this time, amend the agenda to remove the report from the affiliates program coordinator from tonight's agenda and have that report at a later time, a later date.
Okay. Chair moved to remove affiliate coordinator's report.
Okay. Then,
the report was to Pacifica National Board and to Nicole Suwaya.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair?
No, that was the coordinator's report to the to the task force this evening. Normally at the meetings, we have a coordinator's report, but in light of the coordinator's absence, then we will remove it from tonight's agenda, the report from tonight's agenda.
Madam Chair, did you say that she had given us a written report on by email? Or no?
I don't recall having received one. Did you?
I have not seen it, but I've been, because we have a hurricane coming here, I have not been into all of my folders to see where it might, if it's gone into the wrong folder, I might not have seen it. I know that on the report there was to be a discussion of a mention of the new station licenses, update on current contracts, fee payments, and projections for FY09.
All of that will happen when she comes back.
So, Madam Chair, is there no objection?
Hearing no objection, then I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Can we have a motion?
I move. We approve the agenda.
I so move.
Okay.
Thank you.
I second it.
Thank you. Okay. So, and then I believe the next item is the approval of the minutes, which the secretary has asked to be postponed until the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. If there are no objections, then we'll do that. Okay, and the next item?
Is a report from the chair.
Okay. well, basically, matters are largely unchanged. The primary focus at this point, as it relates to the affiliates, is the bylaws, amendment of the Pacifica National Board bylaws. There was one amendment that was submitted and will be processed, and that was thankfully from Jack Van Aken after he and I had some discussion about the practice of, by special order, scheduling the election calendar, primarily that applications would have to be in November 15th, distributed by the PNB secretary to PNB members so that a vote could be taken in December. The winner or winners notified and so as to be seated in January. the bylaws as currently structured provide for the election to begin, process to begin in January, and the affiliate's representative to be seated in March, which of course creates a significant set of problems. So the PNB to date had been, by special order, adjusting the calendar to provide for the representatives to be seated in January. The bylaws amendment simply institutionalizes that that practice. So I express my appreciation to Jack Van Aken for his assistance in and drafting and timely filing and scheduling of that amendment. A second one amendment that I had hoped to include in this cycle of amendments would have provided for the requirement that the person represent or persons representing affiliates would have served at least 10 to 12 months on the task force. However, there were some other questions about how the amendment needed to be structured, and it, by the time those questions were resolved, the notice date of September 3rd had expired. There's some question as to whether or not there's it could be introduced before January, or if it's just strategically better to wait until January to do it, is still being examined, and I don't have a complete answer to that, so I don't know what our options are in that regard. It, at first blush, it appears that we'd be better served to simply have it introduced in January. Better served in that it would go along with other bylaws amendments that might be introduced at that time, and also it would allow for greater consistency of service by whomever is elected under the changed bylaw. So,
Madam Chair, I'm confused. What you're saying, and I'm sorry, my eyes are glazing over. So the chair had hoped to introduce a bylaws amendment that does what?
That adds the requirement that to be eligible to represent affiliates, not only would the person represent an affiliate station, but that they would have also have served on the task force for 10 to 12 months prior to offering for service on the PNB.
So at least 10 months.
Yes.
On the affiliate task force. Okay.
Correct.
I see. And you're thinking that now that that's going to come up when?
Probably January.
Okay.
So if it comes up January, then what happens to the current election in terms of eligibility for task force members? I mean, eligibility for new affiliate reps?
Well, the eligibility would be as it has been in the past, simply that the representative is from an affiliate.
It'll
be. I'm sure they'll be grandfathered, right? If the two affiliate directors are selected according to the elections calendar in December and are seated in January with the other directors, and then at that meeting they vote to say that from now on, if you are an affiliate director, you not only have to be working with an affiliate, but have served on the task force for at least 10 months, then if those two directors have not already, then it would be going forward to be voted as a director, you would have to do that, wouldn't it?
That's correct.
It would include some sort of grandfathering, right?
Well, it would have to. The addition of that requirement requires a bylaws change, so it wouldn't even go into effect until the bylaws have been amended, until that amendment had been adopted and officially made a part of the bylaws.
Are we going to discuss this, Madam Chair? Is the task force going to discuss this possibility of a bylaws change? Because I have some opinions on it. Do we want to put that on the agenda somewhere?
Do we want to put that on the agenda for?
Was that something that came out of the affiliate director eligibility subcommittee?
Yes. We've talked about that.
It's a great idea. Because with them we'll have people that are really committed to working with us.
Are we going to be discussing this now, or are we going to put it on some other place during? Because right now it's in the chair's report, and I'd love to discuss it and weigh in on it, but I don't know whether it's proper to discuss it during your report, Madam Chair.
Well, unless
you're finished with your report.
I only have one other point to make. I'm trying to decide whether or not if there are other people who want to discuss the proposed bylaws, then I would say that we go ahead and do it now, because we have the additional time. Since the coordinator is not making her report.
Well, Madam Chair, the next item on the agenda is the affiliate director eligibility/role subcommittee. We could discuss it during then, since it's obviously something that's come out of that subcommittee.
Let me just add one closing piece to my report. And then we can go directly into discussion about the proposed bylaw. And what I would be adding is that there is that the PMB will be having its in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. the weekend of September 19th. So anyone who is in that area at that time, I do hope will come to the meeting and participate.
September 19th?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if we can, Dina, did you want to add something else about the discussion that the committee has had regarding this requirement?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Have you finished your report?
Yes, I have.
May I ask one other question? I don't know whether it's to bring it up here or at some other point. You were asked to approach the executive director in our last meeting and see if she would join us on this call or somehow meet with the task force. When will you report to us on how that went?
I have not had a response from the executive director on that point, on participating in any calls or meeting with the task force. And I would like to leave it at that and have any extended discussion on that point in executive session.
May I ask if you attempted to reach the executive director by email as well as phone?
Only by email.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, Madam Chair, are you finished with your report?
I am finished with my report.
The next item on the agenda for the chair's benefit, since you are driving and can't see it, is the two subcommittee reports. One is the first one is affiliate director eligibility role, and the other one is fundraising.
Okay. Dina, did you want to add something else about the eligibility amendment?
No, I thought what you wrote was great. I don't know if we need to do a two-minute review, but the purpose of it was that when LSB members come on to the national board, they've already had to have spent 1 year in their local station board before coming into Pacifica. When an affiliate gets voted in up until now, there's no training or any kind of informational period given, and then they're suddenly exposed to the board as a whole. And we felt that over time, in watching the various affiliate representatives serve, that it would serve both Pacifica board in particular and the affiliates themselves to serve for a year in the task force and get a sense of what the affiliate network is about, what some of the problems are, help with the policies, represent themselves, and then go to the board at large.
Madam Chair, I'd like to discuss this.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Could you recognize me, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Have we seen the text of this bylaws amendment that you're proposing?
It was sent out on September 4th.
Okay.
And it was sent out on the affiliate list.
The reason I'm concerned about this because you did not spend a year on this task force, and you are a phenomenal leader. There are other people who may have served on the task force but didn't contribute. I'm not sure if we need to, I don't know if the term is codify, I'm not sure we need to put it in the bylaws that this is a mandate. In fact, I think that some of the requirements in the bylaws are actually tying our hands. I'm not sure that being on this task force, we'd like to encourage people to serve without being directors. It would be great if we had more, but I just don't know whether we must mandate it.
Can I get a point of clarification? I thought that this was a bylaw amendment proposal for affiliates to serve on the national board, not on the task force.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I need to look at this bylaw directly. Is it very long? Can you read it, or shall I try to find it in my computer? Oh, you can't find it. You're driving.
No, I can't.
I can pull it up in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
It'll take a few minutes, though, because I have a slow computer today.
Sent on the 4th, so I will look for it. When it came from you, Madam Chair?
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm having, Madam Chair, I'm having a rough time. I used to use Microsoft Express. Now my partner who helps me with computers said, "We know you don't need Express, you need Outlook." And he took everything supposedly from Express and put it in Outlook. And for some reason, some things are still going to Express without my knowledge. So some things I'm getting some things, and others for no apparent reason, they're being sent some other hidden place. Right. At this time, I do not see anything from you dated September 4th.
As soon as my computer comes up, which is working slow right now, I will read it out loud. And if you want, I can try to forward it to you.
That would be very helpful. Can Madam Chair, can you tell us again very simply what the most important point is that a person...
It's simply that if people are going to represent affiliates on the PND, then...
As a director.
Then a part of an additional requirement for eligibility would be that the chair of the that the task force would be called the Affiliate Affairs Committee, so it would become a standing committee. And secondly, that the chair of the task force would certify that the candidate has served on the task force or the committee for at least 10 months in order to be eligible to run as a candidate to represent affiliates on the PND.
Right. So in order before you can be a director, you have to serve on the affiliates task force, which will have a new name, for 10 months at least. Right?
Yes. That's
and it will be a committee.
Yes.
Of the board.
I'm sorry?
It will be a committee of the board.
Yes. I would like to express my concern that we have the committees, for example, have a requirement for quorum, and like the committees are 15 members, and sometimes that requirement has prevented them from getting any work done. Like right now, we don't have any representative from KPFK, WPFW, and we have one person from T and I here. So if we had the regular requirements of other committees, we wouldn't be able to conduct business. Similarly, if we create a requirement, a hoop that people have to jump through to become a director, if we don't get people to participate on this committee for 10 months' time, we might not have a pool to draw from to nominate affiliate directors. And someone might come along that's very, very good, but they can't serve as director because they had not fulfilled that requirement. It might be good for us to be a committee rather than a task force, because I think that for some misguided reason, some people have been dismissive of us because we're not an official committee. But I'm not sure about that requirement that will really serve the purpose that we want, which is to help find qualified, thick-skinned people to serve as affiliate directors. And bravo to somebody like Afia, who was able to jump in and do phenomenally well as a leader without that kind of experience.
Madam Chair, there's some parts of this conversation that I would really like to add to the executive committee.
Okay.
So we'll continue this discussion in executive session, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Well, that'll give Sandra Hoffman longer time to find it then.
Well, it's not a matter of finding it. I'm having computer problems, and my email folder
has not yet opened. I'm still waiting.
This is Sean in New York. I found it. Would you like me to read it?
Thank
please.
You, Sean.
Yay, Sean.
All right. Bylaw amendment, eligibility for affiliate representative director. The PMB Affiliates Task Force, composed of elected members from the Pacifica and its affiliate stations, has requested an amendment for PMB policy which ensures authentic affiliate representation. Therefore, we propose the following bylaw amendment. Proposed bylaw amendment eligibility for affiliate representative director election. There will be established an Affiliates Affairs Committee as a standing committee of the PNB. In addition to the members selected for this committee, according to Section 2, Article 8 of the bylaws, any affiliate representative elected by an affiliate station may participate as a member. Nominees for the affiliate representative directors to the board of directors of the foundation shall have served for 1 year on the Affiliate Affairs Committee as certified by the chair of that committee on November 15th of the election year, in addition to meeting the other qualifications set forth in these bylaws. For the purpose of elections in 2009, service for 10 months will constitute qualification. And then it's sponsored by 6 directors from stations. Well, I'm sorry, one affiliate place and then the other 5 stations. Okay. And let me make sure, because there's something else here that came out twice. Make sure it's not the same thing. Yeah, that's the same thing. Okay. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, well...
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean. And can you send that to me? I do not have it. And I think there's something wrong here that I'm not getting email from this.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, did you have any other questions about it, as you've heard it read?
I do have some concerns about it. I think there are two things involved here. Number one is some way to vet or qualify people before they become directors. The second is, it sounds like this subcommittee thinks that the task force should be a committee. Am I right in that?
Well, my understanding of the and as I made my report, I pointed out that one of the reasons why it was delayed was because there was a question about whether or not the task force should or should not be a committee in order to have the authority or the power to nominate. And that's the reason that it's proposed
that... To nominate people to be directors?
Yes.
Okay. The point of information, are you saying they're thinking that if we are a committee, then we cannot nominate people to be directors?
No, that we can.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Because right now, the ones that are not... Officially, our bylaws procedure is the nominees are the candidates are nominated from the affiliate organizations. Aren't I correct? Or am I wrong?
No, that's correct. But we're saying that we should be able to certify, which to make a part of the requirements for being eligible to represent affiliates is to be certified by the body that represents affiliates.
So the nominations will come from the affiliate organizations, and it's saying that...
And certified by... Yes.
Okay.
So it's not just a matter of having a contractual relationship with Pacifica, but that in addition to that contractual relationship, that there is a manifest commitment to bringing to the board issues and questions and the perspective of affiliates, which not only serves the interest of affiliates in a non-sectarian way, but assures Pacifica of realizing its mission as enhanced by the participation of affiliates.
Well, I agree that it is disappointing that last year there were nominations that were not, what was the term we used, verified by this group.
Certified.
I agree that is a problem. And I have told several board members that that's actually rather disappointing that before the board votes on candidates that they don't even ask the task force or the committee about their experience with individuals. But I still am rather concerned if we create a mandate in the bylaws because if for some reason we have a really, really good candidate, but they have not served a year on the committee, are we going to be scrambling to find some special order to allow them to be nominated? Is it really essential that we mandate that they serve a year on the committee before they are eligible to be a director?
So, since we've discussed this much, can we move the rest of it to the executive session?
I think that would be the most appropriate thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we will, in this public discussion of the proposed bylaw, and unless Dina has something to add, then I would say that this is the end of this committee report and ask that the next committee make its report.
Before you do that, this is Sean in New York again.
Hi, Sean.
Hi. For those who are not familiar with the process of amending the bylaws, because I know that's, you don't just say I have a bylaws amendment change and it just goes into effect. There are a number of steps involved. Could you outline that for those who are not familiar?
Okay. As I understand it, the first thing that happens is that a notice date is established, and that too is in the process of being amended. There seems to be a question as to whether or not the bylaws, the cycle for amending the bylaws is any 12 months, consecutive 12 months, or a calendar 12 months. So in order to address that apparent ambiguity, a bylaws amendment has been submitted, which would make it a calendar 12 months as opposed to a simple consecutive 12 months. The first thing that has to happen is that there is a notice date established for when all proposed bylaws would be presented to the five stations, and then they would have to be voted on, sponsored by, co-sponsored by, or co-sponsored by six PMV members. And then there's a notice that is published on Pacifica.org, and if you go to Pacifica.org website now, you'll see the currently proposed bylaws. In addition to being posted on the official website, there are public announcements to be made on all of the five stations, giving notice of the bylaws and calling attention to their having been posted on the official website. At some point in thereafter, there is a vote that's taken, and whether and if it passes, then it becomes a bylaw. So it's not just that it's presented and the board votes on it and makes the decision. It's a network-wide process.
If I may, if I understand this correctly, I think three of the LSPs have to approve it before it goes into, before it gets passed along?
Three
out of the five LSPs.
No, you can have six board members to co-sponsor it.
Okay.
And then it's presented for network-wide consideration.
Yes, but it has to pass three of the five local station boards. Even if I understand this correctly, even if six people write it up, which has been done before, it must still be approved by three of the five local station boards, and then I think it goes to the membership.
That's right, yeah. When we have our elections, they have to vote on that.
But and that way, if it's not even approved by the three of the five local station boards, we're not going to spend all of the postage to send it to the general membership.
Mm-hmm. So it's a complicated process.
Very complicated.
Actually, I think you're right, and my apologies for skipping that step.
Oh, well, you're forgiven. It is very complicated.
Okay. Well, that's
okay.
All I wanted to get out. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next committee report.
I would like to apologize that we have not had the fundraising committee. I personally have been lucky in that I have been able to, because where I am, I organize musical events, and sometimes there are profits, and the audience kind of sends the profits to, like, a charity. I have been able to send some money to one of the Radio for People radio stations, and I knew of a musician that wanted to go into some different states and was willing to do fundraisers and kind of split some of the money. So Oklahoma, for example, he's going to perform in Oklahoma and then come down to Texas and perform. And so this Radio for People prospective radio station is going to go with an attempt of a fundraiser, and I'm doing some of that. I would like the fundraising group to meet, and again, I would like to ask the names of those who would like to participate on that subcommittee. Is there anyone here besides me? Because I have kind of lost track. Well, I'm just going to have to go through the old minutes, but I swear I will organize a telephone conference of this subcommittee sometime very soon. And I might actually try to recruit you, so be looking for my calls, and don't screen them through caller ID, okay? Also, Madam Chair, we don't have it on the schedule, but I don't know whether it should be noted. The affiliates coordinator asked me about whether about approving internet affiliates. And you said something to the effect, when I spoke with you earlier this week, that in the bylaws it does say that we can have internet affiliates. I don't know whether
my recollection of the definition of under the definition of affiliate.
Mm-hmm. In the bylaws.
Yes.
Okay. Well, while we are proceeding with the meeting, then I will pull out my bylaws and look and see if that's in there.
And if there are any other questions along that line, I would say that we're better served to put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
It was addressed in the report that Ursula had made and sent out.
Today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, do you have it handy that you could read what she said?
I don't have it in front of me, but the question was, the question had been raised whether the internet stations, there are five of them at least that are interested in becoming affiliated, would be able to, for both insurance purposes and, you know, legally, and John Kriegler, the Pacifica attorney for the FCC regulation, looked into it and determined that it was okay internet stations to affiliate. But that's really part of the report, and we tabled that till Ursula, you know, reports on it.
Okay. I found that report, Madam Chair, in my notes, so I found out where everything's going.
Okay, so are there any other items on the agenda as approved? I'm sorry, I assume that you've completed your fundraising report?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, I have.
Okay. Does that conclude the items on the agenda?
The next item on the agenda is set the next meeting, and I think the next regularly scheduled meeting, if we go by the second Tuesdays,
second Thursday.
I'm sorry, pardon me?
Second Thursday.
Would be Thursday the 9th of October.
Right.
Okay.
And then after that, we have adjourn, then reconvene in executive session, and then adjourn.
Yes, we adjourn, and we simply go off the stream and go into executive session. So unless there is any further business, then I want to thank those who have attended by way of the stream and everyone else who's been on the call, and to thank John Armella for, again, his continuing good service to us.